Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yaps, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
Talk to the music.
Fine. The program director would call this milking the post.
I can milk a post with a best.
You're the best. Man. You are.
Hey, well, you got the Big Show on the radio in all of our glory for this March the 26th. What? Only two shopping days left until my birthday that falls this Thursday. I got my days mixed up, Tater.
When's your birthday?
Thursday. His birthday is Thursday.
Oh. Thursday? Not.
The 28th.
Every year.
Yes, it is. Your birthday's the same
not
every
on
year.
Thursday every
oh,
year.
Oh, no. Okay, no. Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, yeah, this March 28th.
Oh, you crazy
yes, okay.
Kids.
All right. We'll figure that out. I'm a couple of years from really not knowing.
Yeah, well, no, you know, Easter's coming. You can hide your own eggs.
Maybe next year. I'll look forward to that. Maybe I need to hire me an Easter bunny, you know, like Biden has, you know, when he's out and you have an Easter bunny to tell him which way
sure,
to go.
Sure.
Hey, look at me.
Look over here.
That's good, man. Well, we'll have some fun here. Headed toward Easter weekend. So we have determined it is March the 26th today. National Nougat Day, y'all. Anytime you see a nougat, you know that's going to be good. It can be soft and chewy or sometimes hard and crunchy. The kind of candy stuff, you know, made by whipping egg whites together and adding honey or sugar if you'd like to make your own nougat today.
Like a Three Musketeers, not a fan.
No, but see, they get a bad rap. That's a good candy bar.
Three Musketeers, I'm trying
nougat.
To picture
it's,
that.
It's basically a Snickers without the peanuts and the caramel.
Okay.
So it's nothing like a Snickers.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
It's chocolate and nougat. They even say it in their ad. What
about that? All right. Well, what about spinach? It's National Spinach Day. That won't go good with a nougat.
It's basically like a Snickers bar without the nougat, the chocolate, and the caramel, and the peanut.
Did y'all eat spinach when you were kids? Well, probably not the girls there, but us, because Popeye did. and it got strong?
No, I ate it because my mom told me to.
Oh, yeah. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, basically. I wanted to watch TV. That's why I ate it.
So would you do that? Would you pop open a can of spinach and just try to just house it from there?
Not a can. I would tell Mama, we got any spinach? I won't be strong like Papa. She found me some. At least she told me it was spinach. All right, let's see. Epilepsy Awareness Day. All right, if you see somebody wearing the color purple, you know we talk about colors representing stuff that you want to know about, disease-wise. So I guess epilepsy is one of them. Purple Day. All right. And it's American Diabetes Association Alert Day. So this is one day wake-up call, informs the American public about the seriousness of diabetes and encourages all to take the diabetes risk test and learn about your family's history of diabetes. Mm-hmm. Okay, got that?
A diabetes.
Yeah. So I have pretty good news, man. What is it, the A1 deal?
A1C.
That A1C. I dropped 0.2 points since my last test.
So what is it now, 98?
I don't know. Doc said, that's good if it goes down, you know.
Yeah,
down
is good. Is good.
All right, good
up
deal.
Up is bad, you're right.
Okay, I got it.
We
got three dates in history saved up. Those will be very important. We'll tell you about our prize pack that will depend on you getting through three categories. It sounds harder than it is, really. Yeah. We'll walk you through it. We're awake now. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a bull snot prize pack. Yeah, that's $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and bull snot make sure they look good doing it. Look for bull snot at truck stops across America. You can go to brownox.com. Also, click that banner when you go to thebigshow.com. You listen right here and win it right now. March the 26th, it was 1973, a game debuted on CBS TV entitled The $10,000 Pyramid. Now, is that what, like, we base wordy word off of, basically?
Yes, sure.
Like
is.
That?
That's right.
Sure enough, just not with all these strict rules.
Right. Or the $10,000.
Not true. 03, Tony Evans of Swansea, Wales, dropped the world's largest rubber band ball out of an airplane over the Mojave Desert in Arizona to see if it would bounce. What do y'all think it did?
I'm going to guess it bounced.
I'm going to think it made a hole in the sand.
Well, it did not bounce.
Oh, uh-oh.
The one-ton record-breaking ball.
Oh, well, I didn't know it was that heavy.
Took 20 seconds to drop a mile and stayed firmly rooted in the crater it created.
That's
yes, Tater, you win.
Now, if he dropped it on some pavement, maybe. Might still made a crater.
Tony Evans has spent 5 years building his rubber band ball.
Well,
all right. So he was free to do other things after this date in history.
Ladies, he's available.
And finally, it was on his date in 2019. State of emergency declared in Rockland County, New York, due to measles epidemic, with unvaccinated children banned from public spaces for 30 days after 153 cases. So that was like 5 years ago on this date. Now they're having another because of the illegals that they're letting in over the border.
Hmm.
You know, y'all ain't gonna argue with me about that. How about that? All right.
I choose not to argue about things I don't know a lot about.
Wow, you're gonna start now.
Uh-huh.
All right, perfect.
Wait, what time is it? And what is the date? It's March.
Let's see how long that lasts. And let's see. Yeah, just think about diseases on that final one.
Yeah.
And there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday. And today's featured track from the Big Show Bidbox, brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Oliver
He's got ways to liven up a funeral. Search for keywords funerals. Take the scene to bid box at thebigshow.com.
Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Dale from 96, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Hey, Dale.
And I was about out of breath.
Come on in here, Dale. Coming in hot out of 96. I like it. So, hey, Dale, so 96, South Carolina, I've heard about it. I've never seen the sign. Is it a number or is it spelled out 96?
It's spelled out 96.
All right. Good deal.
Technically, either way, it's a number. But
yeah, either way.
How do you get a city named 96? I'm perplexed.
There's a lot of different ways, a lot of different stories about it, but I'm thinking one of them was it was 96 miles from Camden way back in, I think, 1700s when the Indians and all the.
When they were going to the steeplechase, yeah. On 96 miles to go to Camden. That's awesome, man. All right. Well, Dale, we're pulling for you. Right now, the most famous resident out of 96 here on The Big Show. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, give us three TV game shows. Ready? Go.
Got a $100,000 pyramid. Jeffrey, my mama's favorite, Wheel of Fortune.
Bam, all right. Now, Dale, give us three things made out of rubber. Ready, go.
You got bracelets, tires, and rubber bands.
All right. And for the win, three diseases caused by a virus. Ready, go.
Measles, cold, the old COVID-19.
All right, buddy. Feels smooth, man. Yeah, $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Head down to 96 for you.
All right. My grandson will be happy with that.
Good work. Put him to work right now. You hang on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Shout out.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to my kids, Anastasia, Kemp, Jamie and Carol, grandson Joshua, granddaughter Katie, and to the 96 Lady Wildcats. Go Cats softball team.
All right, Dale, good work there, buddy. Hang right there. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Hey, quick call to our agent Murray. Make sure he's working hard for us first thing this morning. This is Big Show on the radio. All right, see if we make a quick call over to our agent Murray first thing this morning.
Hello, and thank you for calling Red Hot Tavern Incorporated. Please listen carefully as our menu items have changed. Mm. Yes, again. Mm. You can navigate our new menu with the touchstone keypad, or you can say the name of the item you wish to select. To book a client, press or say 1. If you are a client, press or say 2.
2.
Got it. For security purposes, please enter or say your 16-digit client ID code.
What?
Code not recognized.
You gotta be kidding me.
code not recognized. You may also say your customer password, which was sent to you by text message.
Yeah, yeah, like I can get a text message.
Identity confirmed. Welcome back, Jimbo Teasley. Now, in a few words, tell me what you're calling about. You can say things like, am I ever going to get another job? Or, it's been 6 months. Where's my money? Okay, go ahead.
Just checking in with Murray, although at this point, I have no idea why.
Got it. Hold while we transfer your call. All of our representatives are currently engaged in a hot round of Candy Crush. Please stay on the line. Your call will be answered as soon as we either clear all the jelly on this level or run out of line.
This is unbelievable. I think we need a new agent.
Jimbo, love you. Mean it.
I thought that might move things along. Listen, what's up with the new phone system, Murr?
Well, did you hear that Donald Trump got hacked by Anonymous, that group of evil computer nerds?
Yeah, they, like, stole his phone number and his social security number and stuff.
Exactly. And since Red Hot's political action committee, Latinos for Trump, is officially connected to the Trump campaign, the Trump people sent us a new voicemail computer system that has extra-tight security.
Oh, great. I could barely get you on the phone with the old extra-loose security.
Which means you're more protected than ever before. You're welcome.
Murray, if evil computer nerds can hack Donald Trump, what chance do you have?
Oh, please. How hard do you think it was to hack Donald Trump? You know what his master password was?
Let me guess. Donald Trump?
See what I mean? But don't worry. We're totally secure now. Oh, by the way, now that it's been on the radio, I guess I need to change your voicemail password.
You know, this sucks.
You know, this sucks. That's not bad, actually. We might need to change the S's in sucks to fives. Oh, wait. Now everybody knows that one, too.
Sounds like you're going to be spending your whole day changing people's passwords.
What? Of course not. Relax, babe. Around here, it's still all about you.
Still?
Absolutely. Nothing is more important to me than the success of... Oh, hold on, babe. Pick a name on the other line. Still. Tell Tom Cruise I'll call him right back.
Wait, wait, wait. Tom Cruise?
Yep, I hear he's finally going to do that sequel to Top Gun. This is going to be... Wait a minute. That's not Tom Cruise. It's Ted Cruz. Neil, get in here and show me how to make the font bigger on the caller ID. And tell Ted Cruz the Top Gun thing is a no-go. Hello, Jimbo. I got to go. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine, call my machine, and give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo?
What?
Call me.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Yeah, we're about 20 minutes away from What to Watch from the desk of Tatertainment News, and right now, it's time for the Diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary O'Busey. At least that was what I was calling myself over the weekend. Crazy Frankie and I celebrated St. Patrick's Day like never before. Usually I save myself for Cinco de Mayo. Well, this year I was sweet on this little Irish chiquita named Lassie McHiggis. I had my heart set on shamrocking her world, but I didn't have her number or her address, but I knew she was going to be partying in the neighborhood. So the crazy one and I went on a pub crawl in West Hollywood. Emphasis on crawl.
green bear, stick it in your green rear. Feeling frisky, give me whiskey, peeing in the bushes.
First stop on the list was Little Wee Willie Whiskers. Owned by a buddy of mine, an Irish-Jewish little person named Willie O'Weintraub. He was a stuntman for them Lord of the Rings pictures and was a stand-in for Stuart Little. He was selling half pints for a half buck and had a bunch of the tables in the place pulled back and leprechaun wrestling set up in the middle. We decided to take a gander while I was scoping the room for my future ex-Mrs. Busey. First match was Dinky O' Tripod squaring off against Shardy McSkidmarks. It wasn't a fair fight from the get-go. Shardy kept grabbing his shillelagh and poking Dinky in the dinky. The old ref was about as useless as a condom in a convent, so I had to step in. And I had just enough lager in my tank to feel froggy, so I jumped in the ring to lay down the law. Unfortunately, Shardy was less than reasonable. The last thing I remember was him using my pot of gold as a speed bag. I took that as a sign to move on. Come here, little feller. Gonna teach you a lesson. I'm the wrong feller to be messing. Next thing you know, I'm a sopraner because a munchkin is wailing on my nanner. Whack-a-mole! Once my voice come down back to normal, we walked a couple blocks over to Rosie O'Wady's, an Irish pub for big girls. Sign in the window said, Happy St. Fatty's Day. When I burst in the door, I suddenly forgot about Lassie McWhatsernubbins. It was like I died and gone to fair-skinned, red-haired, freckled cleavage heaven. They was all out there on the floor doing Irish jigs and that river dance high-stepping and I don't know what all. It was a perfect time to unleash the legendary Busey Boogie. I was gyrating and toe-tapping and singing along with the music. And we was a hit. We was riding the herd on a bevy of beefy beauties from the Emerald Isle. Yeah! On the way out the door, I finally saw my fair lady, Lassie McHaggis, making out with Shardy McSkidmarks between shots of Glenlivet out of his curly-toed shoe. So to get even, I went back to Deddy Kennedy's and hooked up with some wall-eyed Irish vampire with spare tires in her earlobes and a tattoo of a naked Liam Neeson field-dressing a clown. Well, diary, I got the ski down. Crazy Frankie and I are going to sneak into Colin Farrell's trailer and put exploding caps in his lucky strikes. Until next time, diary, X's and O's, Gary O'Busey.
Good morning, rolling through the big show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. We hope you make your visit to the BigShow.com on a daily basis. You see my wonderful thing, giveaway number 97. I've got two wonderful things here, a paracord eyeglass or sunglass neck strap decorated with the brass head from a Remington 12-gauge shotgun shell and a leather 3-cigar carry case. About ready to get out there in the woods.
Okay.
Register to win it at thebigshow.com.
Okay.
What to watch from Tatertainment News and Minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody will win a Southernese Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm, you got to try the bacon-flavored Pet CBD gummies from Southernese Pets.
If you go right to southerneasepets.com and look for their link at thebigshow.com, use code JBB, get an exclusive offer. Must be 18 to win. We'll play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News is What to Watch. Here's Marzen Tater. Moran.
That's right. Top five movies this weekend. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire opened in first place. They earned $45.2 million this weekend.
That's pretty good. That's the old original Ghostbusters.
There's a few of them in there, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just a few. Well, I mean, I guess there's true. You can't have Harold Ramis, but all of them there, yeah.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, I've only seen the trailers for it, but it looks really good.
Well, it's got to be better than that other one. When they were trying to make Melissa McCarthy star and everything, no matter how bad it was.
Well, there was another one, Ghostbusters Afterlife, that one was pretty good.
Is
yeah.
that right? Oh, I hadn't seen that. Okay, good.
You should. I mean, it takes more of a dark turn. Yeah, right. You know, more like real ghosts, kind of.
I don't want no dark ghosts.
they keep the levity in it. It's a good movie. Yeah. All
right. Dune Part 2 came in second place. The Worm movie. I know there's more to it than just the worms, but
yeah, might as well.
Worm movie. Third place was Kung Fu Panda. Jack Black as Poe. Fourth place was Immaculate. And fifth was Arthur the King. The Mark Wahlberg movie about the dog and goes on the adventure with the team.
The dog movie.
Yeah. All right. Coming out this Friday, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
So they're teaming up.
They are teaming up. They battle together against a mysterious antagonistic force. And it also focuses on the previously untold origins of the Titans and Skull Island.
Wow.
And so there are reportedly long sequences of dialogue-free action. You just watch the monsters, especially Kong. He's found his home in Hollow Earth, but he's a little lonely. So we see that he's lonely. They also introduced several new titans, including Scar King and a mini Kong named Suko.
Mini-me for Kong.
There's like a little King Kong. Streaming this week that you can catch, Hulu has DC League of Super Pets. It's a movie, and it's an animated action superhero comedy movie based on the super pets of various DC superheroes, such as Batman and Superman.
All right.
The nephews gave that 4 stars.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Amazon Prime Video has Minions, The Rise of Gru. So this film is the second Minions prequel to the Despicable Me franchise and revolves around an 11-year-old Gru who attempts to become a supervillain with the help of the Minions. So Steve Carell voices the 11-year-old Gru as well. So you haven't watched any of the Minions?
No, it's that's not the little tree guy that was...
No, that's Groot.
Groot. No, that was Groot. Yeah. All right.
The minions are the little
yellow
bulbous-shaped things.
Yeah, hadn't really taken the time to get to know them.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yes, they're right.
You need to watch you a Gru movie. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Got homework.
That's a wrap of What to Watch. Yep. You missed her.
Geez, she's strict.
I am.
All right, baby. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. According to the National Safety Council, this is the number one cause of fires in American homes today. No.
Oh.
What y'all got?
No. What is lighting farts?
No. See, I was right. You were wrong. All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we play John Boy Jeopardy next. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app.
Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tuesday morning, March 26th, Big Show's on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Oliver Ways to liven up a funeral. Search for keywords funerals. Check it out, the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who says at his funeral, he wants a closed casket service. And at the end of the service, he wants the organist to play Pop Goes the Weasel, just so everybody will, you know. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Howard out of Florence, South Carolina. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hello, buddy. All right, Howard, you first up. You can claim this Southernese Pets Pack right here. According to the National Safety Council, this is the number one cause of fires in American homes today. What you got, Howard?
That would be cooking.
You say cooking?
Southern is
safe! You did have it, dude.
You know what's interesting about that fact is the Safety Council also mentions that you shouldn't drink while you cook, because that is where a lot of the fires come from. Yeah.
All right.
I would think light and farts might be up there, too.
It's in there.
Thank you. All right. So cooking, number one. Let's just do, we got the top five cause of fires in American homes today. Heating equipment, including fireplaces. Mm. There's one. Electrical, that's devices or wiring. Mm-hmm. Number four, candles.
Yep.
another thing. And number five is smoking. Not just places, but humans.
It's funny. I mean, a lot, not too long ago, maybe 20 years ago, smoking was at number one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, with the advent of quit smoking, it helped the fire causes. So.
Yep.
All right, good, man. So we can't say another smoking-related accident. And look at you, Howard Southern East Pets Pack, head down to Florence for you.
Oh.
Exactly, also. All right, we're going to jump out and catch you up on your news. We got Marvin Webster Tech Talk right on the other side. Thank you to Reverend Billy Ray Collins' Easter message, all right? It's a big show on the radio, about 20 minutes away. My man, the Reverend Billy Ray Collins, heading to Easter weekend. Right now, turn it over to Marvin.
Yo, what's up?
Say,
how y'all
Marvin,
doing?
All right, man.
Hey, man, I just got back from the Super Bowl last weekend.
Yeah, I heard
in
you
Tempe,
went.
Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, if there's a whiter place on earth, I don't know nothing about it. Okay, this place is so white, I stop in at Taco Bell, look behind the counter, not a brother in a paper hat in sight, okay? This is the first time I've been on a plane in a while, and a friend of mine told me they had beefed up the security at all the airports.
Oh, yeah,
have y'all
right.
traveled lately?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
The only thing looked beefed up at this particular airport was the baggage guys was even fatter than they was the last time I flew. I did see they put out some new signs, though.
Uh-huh.
This airport has initiated additional security. You may experience slight delays.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, well, that ought to have the Shiites quaking in their boots. I mean, they still got this same sad-looking bunch at the X-ray machine. Have you noticed that? Did you ever see anybody who looked less into their job than these people at the X-ray machine? If y'all are trying for visual intimidation, it ain't happening, you know? These people look like they just been turned down for tickets to a Rolanda taping, you know what I'm saying? See, when I think of security, I want to see some crazy Steven Seagal-looking dude standing there, not Shirley from What's Happening. Of course, sometimes they make you go through that grueling pre-flight interview. Yeah, that really weeds out the terrorists. So, sir, did you pack your own bags before coming to the airport? Well, no, actually, it was Kamal, my Libyan houseboy. He rushed right in after his weekly Islamic Jihad meeting. Don't speak much English, but he's a baggage packing son of a gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's another good one they ask you. Sir, are you carrying anything on board that was given to you by a stranger?
Yeah.
Say what? Look, I don't even want to carry my own bag to the airport, okay? I ain't exactly met a whole lot of people since I've been here. Hey, I can't even get this sky cap to talk to me, all right? I mean, what is next? This line for people with bombs only, and then they arrest the dudes that move over? Or maybe we could, like, get Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd in and trip them up with that rabbit season, duck season routine. I mean, if some dude is hell-bent on getting a bomb on an airplane to strike a blow against the great Satan, I think he's more than a match for a fat guy in a polyester blazer making $4.50 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
Good morning, It's a Big Show on the radio. All right, let's say good morning to the Rev. Good morning, Big Show.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends out there in radio land. This here is the Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends, Easter is coming up, the day the Christian Church commemorates the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ by having a feller in a rabbit costume hide a bunch of plastic eggs in the bushes and make the young'uns hunt for them. Yeah. Tell you the truth, it ain't never made much sense to me neither. Oh, but now the powers that be in the modern United States have decided even that scenario is way too religious. Some of the local politicians in Ohio was worried to death that hearing the words Easter egg hunt might call some broad-minded scientific atheist types to get their feelings hurt, so they've changed the name of their Sunday morning shindig to the Spring Egg Hunt. That's right, beloved. First they kicked Christ out of Christmas, now they're out to knock the Easter Bunny off of his throne. And this kind of mess is going on all over the country lately. Why, out in California, the government don't even allow folks to call him the Easter Bunny no more. Since about 2003, the big fella at their event every year has been known as the Spring Bunny. Ain't that special? Yeah. And here's a good one. A 16-year-old doing a school project that involved a bunch of third graders this month, and her big plan was for them to have an Easter egg hunt at the end of it. The teacher says, well, that'll be fine, but you can't call them Easter eggs. So the third grader's going to be out in the yard hunting something called spring spears. Take that, all you backwoods Bible beaters. Good Lord knows I hate to tell you broad-minded atheists your business, but number one, an egg is not the same thing as a spear. A spear is round like a basketball. An egg is egg-shaped like an egg. Number two, the Easter Bunny ain't got a lick of religious significance to Christians. So if you're trying to pick a fight with the church people, this is about the dumbest way in the world to go about it. Oh, and by the way, the news is not all bad. The government folks out there in Ohio got a bunch of upset phone calls about their spring egg hunt nonsense. So a few days later, some real estate man in town put up $600 out of his own pocket to pay for it. That took all the public money out of the deal, so they was able to change the name back to Easter Egg Hunt. Personally, I'd rather seen this feller stand up for the Lord instead of the Easter Bunny, but I reckon you gotta take a win where you can get one. And speaking of Easter, I'd like to invite whosoever will to come hear the true reason for the season this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. here at the church building. Our soul-stirring Resurrection Sunday message will be followed by Easter potluck dinner on the grounds. If you don't believe in the Lord now, you just might after you get a bite of Myrtle Humphrey's legendary buttermilk fried chicken. It's good enough to make even the most hardcore unbeliever holler, praise the Lord, and pass the mashed potatoes. Always an open door and a double dose of the God's honest truth coming your way at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. This here's the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy, y'all keep them straight up fire.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Oh, well, I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
morning. It's the Big Show on the radio running through you Tuesday, March the 26th. All right. So, Jackie, you've been keeping up with Caitlin Clark, the women's college basketball phenom.
Yeah.
Just set the scoring records.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm about had it. I mean, okay, y'all know. Okay, look, I'm all for women's basketball. My wife coached at the college level in women's basketball. Okay. I was fine. I have no problem with it. But, okay, I got it. Have you seen the commercial? All right, there's a commercial starring Caitlin Clark. And it says, a place no athlete has ever gone before. That was what they say on the commercial, and they run it a lot of times. If you're watching the tournament, you'll see it. Place athlete has never gone before? Really?
Hmm.
So what about Pistol Pete Maravich? I've said before I used to wear floppy gray socks because he did. I thought it would help me score more. It didn't work.
I don't know. You got your wife.
I guess
you're right. But, yeah, so, all right. Anyway, I just have a little problem with a place no athlete has ever gone before. I mean, no woman athlete. What about Pistol Pete Maravich? He went there before, and it only took him 3 years. There was no three-point line. There was no shot clock. They just keep adding them up. Why do I have to?
You're saying it was harder.
Defend my gender.
It was easier.
Yes, I'm saying it was harder for Pistol Pete Maravich back in the day.
And how long ago was that?
That was in the 60s.
Wow.
In the 60s.
I think she's not on our league here, Tater, I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to finish with saying somebody somewhere is tired of this girl. Her name is Jack.
He's right here. I call him John Boy. Where's the ball cap? This guy.
All right, yeah. But, besides that, it was a great job.
Congratulations.
You're doing real good. But no matter how many times you tell us that, you ain't going to gaslight us on that.
All right,
she is the best scorer that a woman has ever done.
Okay, if you
well
say
said.
So.
Yeah, runs.
All right, y'all. Let's get the Croc Stalker. Let's get back to some important stuff. Put the Croc Stalker in a nudist colony here. It's springtime. It's going to be warm. Take him clothes off. We'll get to it. The Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Yeah, hang on for the Croc Stalker. Getting ready to turn him loose. First, tell you what you can win if you beat the blonde. We got the perfect outdoor combo prize pack, a one-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine, plus some LS Tractor merch. If you go to lstractorusa.com, you find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on, play for it in minutes.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and g'day. Steve here. Today we're in the glorious big country of... ouch, watch that. Colorado. The beasties we seek are a little different for us this time. They're neither rare nor dangerous. They congregate in large groups called colonies and are known for their characteristic casual laid-back personalities. Of course, I'm referring to the Exhibitum barbutus flapdangle, or the great western common nudist. The nudist is unlike any other species. A bear looks like a bear, eagle looks like an eagle, but nudists come in all shapes and sizes and colors. There are great colonies of nudists all over the world. Well, here we are. We'll go on foot from here. Barefoot, that is. In fact, bear everything. If we're going to mix in with a colony, we'll have to be as inconspicuous as possible. So, time to get au naturel. And there we are. Woo! That's a little chilly. I'm going to have to be careful. This terrain's a little inhospitable. We'll have to watch out for dangerous wildlife like scorpions and rattlesnakes that are common to this region. And speak of the devil. Easy, boy. I'm just passing through. That was close. That's the ruby diamondback. Its venom leaves its victims paralyzed, yet fully awake for up to 6 hours. And without a stitch of clothing on, I've got no protection whatsoever. It's not easy being a nudist. Still nothing. Yeah, let's have a peek at what's over this ridge. Oh, bingo. We're in luck. I'll be waggled an entire herd of nudists. All shapes, sizes, and ages. Now let's see if I can infiltrate the herd. I just need to be casual and not make any sudden movements. Here goes nothing. I can't believe it. I'm standing right in the middle of a lot of them. Looks like they've separated into two groups, male and female. They seem to be playing primitive games. The males are throwing some sort of U-shaped metal objects at some stakes in the ground. Oh, great day, they're playing horseshoes. And the females are hitting a round object back and forth over a net. Sort of looks like volleyball, only no uniforms. And sweet Matilda, are they gorgeous.
Somebody call my name?
Yikes. Most of them anyway. I seem to have been spotted by one of the colony elders. And she's coming this way. It's best to stay perfectly still.
Hey there, tall, tan, and naked. You must be new around here.
Crikey. I think my cover's been exposed.
Something been exposed, all right. But it ain't your cover. I ain't never seen you here before. And I never forget a face. Or a behind.
Yeah. Must stay calm.
Woo! You could bounce a quarter off of that backside. I wonder what we could bounce off the front side. Come on, baby. Come on. Ain't nothing between us but air and opportunity. And you're in luck. I'm feeling very vulnerable.
Abort the mission! Abort the mission!
Hey, where you going? We's about to get jiggy with it.
My only hope is to lose myself among the men. But I better watch out for those horseshoes. Oh! I gotta be more careful.
I believe the term is ringer. Come on, baby. Let's go for the extra point.
This is not working out the way I expected. I gotta try to get back to the Jeep. I'll take this shortcut and swim across this little mountain lake. In we go. Woo, that's cold. Oh, whoa, safe at last. Whew, that was close. She almost had me. Not exactly the results I was hoping for. Hardly had any time to study them at all. Think I'll get in the sun and warm up a bit. Then I can move on down the line of ways and look for another colony. Ah, and here's just the thing. A great big rock warmed by the sun. This'll take the chill out of your bones. Little trick I learned from our reptile friends. Ah. Ooh, much better. You know, in the wild, snakes love to find a big flat rock to lay on and bask in the sunlight. Nope. Like that one there, for example. Oh, crikey. It's a ruby diamondback, and right on the keister. Oh, this is bad. Unless I can find some way to dry out that venom, I'm going to be laying on this rock, easy prey for any manner of wildlife.
Guess so.
Oh, fake of the devil.
Want to help me work on my breaststroke? Ooh, well, looky there. Snake bite. Right on the butt. We're going to need to do something about that.
Oh, dear. Venom's starting to take effect. Gotta get back to the Jeep.
Uh-oh. Relax, baby. I got my first aid badge and snake bite. You're gonna be all right. First thing we gotta do is keep you warm so you don't go into shock.
Good idea.
Since I don't have a blanket, I guess I just have to use my hot, voluptuous body.
Oh.
Wow, isn't this nice? You're going to be fine, baby, in about 6 hours. I'm sure we'll find some way to pass the time.
Maybe a grizzly will come by and put me out of my misery.
Come on, baby. We's about to get jiggy with it.
Tune in again next week for another episode of The Crocodile Stalker.
Ooh, you poor thing. Looked like that venom had other side effects.
Oh, the water was cold. The water was cold.
Maybe.
Good work. Let's play Beat the Blonde. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. We'll get a contestant and play next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.